Good morning. This morning's reading is from Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 31. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the air and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw that all he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. This is the word of the Lord.
What a good world it is, if I can have. But how are we looking after our world? Are we doing good things? Are we doing bad? There is a bit of both. In fact, I've come up with a list on some of the good things and some of the bad. Yes, we're now using paper straws, and we're recycling when we can and using more and more electric cars, which is amazing. But also, we're cutting down more and more trees in the Amazon. We are throwing rubbish in landfill like there is no tomorrow, and there won't be if we carry on. But we're also buying a plastic bag every time we go shopping, which isn't helping the situation. So did you know that in the world today, there is 7 types of pollution? And that varies from water pollution to air pollution to light pollution. And it's just increasing the temperatures of the world. Now, water pollution has been in the papers and on the news for the last year or so. There's more and more schemes coming up with clearing the oceans and clearing the plastic out. In fact, as we speak, there is plastic pollution in the seas, and just off the coast of Hawaii, if we go to the next slide, off the coast of Hawaii, there is this mass of rubbish in the sea. And it is bigger than 3 times of France. That's how huge this is. But if that's not close enough to home for you, I want to know who was watching the news when this came on. And they called it the Sidmouth Fatberg. Now that's just down the road from here. And it was all on the news that when they went into the sewers, they found this mass of fat, of paper towels, of sanitary towels. I don't even want to go into how much was down there. But it's just rubbish that people have flushed down the toilet, and it's clogged up the sewage system. In fact, I think we have a video, if it plays, on how much is actually in there. 2 tennis courts. The length of 2 tennis courts. I don't think it's going to play. It was huge. Anyway, but we'll go to the next slide if it's not going to play. But there was a list of some of the things that was found in there. And that varied from wet wipes to nappies to sanitary towels and even a pair of someone's false teeth. So I don't even want to know how that got down the toilet. It's not the best, you can say. So I just want us to think about what we're doing to this planet. that this planet that God has given us and blessed us with to look after, to nurture the creatures of the planet, and what we can do to sort of reflect back on that.
Okay, we're going to carry on with that theme a little bit later on. Let's pray, shall we? Father, we thank you for your word as we gather around it this morning. Help us to have ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. And may the words of my mouth honor you. Amen. So today we celebrate the harvest to give thanks to God for his provision, for his creation, for the bounty that we receive, the food that it produces. We recognize that all that we have as we started comes from our Heavenly Father. The farmers may have planted the seed. The farmers may have toiled and tended and watched it grow and maybe fertilized it and added water. But our God provided the soil. Our God provided the sun. Our God provided the rain. In fact, our God provided the seed for the fruits and the whatever the harvest to grow so that we might have food. We see in our reading this morning from Genesis that mankind is given an instruction in verse 28 to be fruitful and to increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish and the sea, rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves along the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they will be your foods. God's provision for our lives is perfect. Even at the beginning of creation, God's plan was perfect for us. So in light of that, we give thanks to him who provides all things, don't we? Do we? Do we give thanks to God who provides all things? We do. Well, at least I hope we do. Do you say grace every mealtime? Do you thank the Lord for the food that you're about to eat? Maybe that might be difficult because you're in a non-Christian home, but you could still do that under your quietly to yourself, can't you? To give thanks everything that we eat, recognizing that all that we have is from God. However, God has called us to be stewards of his creation. In Genesis 2:15, he says this, "The Lord God took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work and to take care of it." In other words, God instructed Adam and Eve to be stewards of the creation. Okay, this was in Eden. But then if we turn to chapter 3, verses 17 and 19, after the fall had happened, to Adam he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate fruit from the tree about which I commanded you, you must not eat from it. Cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat food from it all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you, and you will eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since you were taken from dust, you are to dust and you will return." In other words, God created this perfect Garden of Eden, where he instructed Adam and Eve to tend and care for the garden and look after it. And then we know the fall happened, and they were tempted by the enemy, and then God cast them out of the garden. And he said, "You're going to have to work really hard for the food that you produce. But the produce that you will produce food, and you will be able to eat it." David wrote these words in Psalm 8. Let's just find Psalm 8. And he said, "Lord, O Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your hands and the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all the flocks and the herds and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the sea. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. In other words, David is celebrating God's goodness for all that he has given us to care for, to work with, to look after, recognizing that all that we have is by his hands, by his spoken voice that spoke out at the beginning of creation. Now, we heard from Bradley earlier on, showing us about pollution and the seven types of different pollution. I can't remember all seven, so perhaps you could help me. What were they? Water, noise, air, light, soil, radioactive. Yeah, we had noise. That's all right, that's fine, it's not a problem. Sorry, more noise, yes. Noise and more noise. Bradley will tell us in a minute, I'm sure. What did we miss, Bradley? Thermal. Thermal heat. Thank you. So we live in a planet where we consume stuff, don't we? We consume stuff. And if God is calling us to be his stewards of his creation, how are we to play our part in fulfilling that role that God has called us to tend and care for, to be stewards for his creation? Is it by being energy conscious? Not leaving the light on when you leave the room? Or when you, when it's not so cold and you don't need the heating still up at 21, but you could turn it down by a couple of degrees? Or is it putting on an extra layer? Making a little difference, doing our little bit, can actually make a big difference in the bigger scheme of things. You might not think that it's worth doing, but I think if we all had a mindset to say, actually, I can play my part in that, I think that we would make an impact. Or is it being aware of the way that we travel? Could we take a leaf out of Carol's book and cycle? Or walk? Or instead of driving, using public transport, you that have your bus passes, how many of you use them? A lot of you. Great. Praise God. I know it's a bit of a bind because you have to wait for the 47, don't you, to do its circular route. And 57, sorry. We're not old enough to have a pass, sorry. And they do come like buses, don't they? There's all or nothing with them. But that sense that there are other ways of us thinking, and I know it can be a real bind sometimes, can't it? Because we live in this instant world where we think, oh, I'll just nip down the shops and I'll just do this and I'll just, you know, and but a little bit of forethought sometimes can actually ease our impact on what we are doing to our creation or God's creation. Or is it by recycling instead of throwing stuff into the landfill? I think actually we're pretty good in Devon about recycling and East Devon. I think we are pretty good with the food waste bins and the plastic and the paper and the cardboard and everything else and the clothes and shoes and stuff that go in. I think we are good. But I do think that those that make our goods and services, those that make black plastic trays, we need to lobby. We need to say, actually, you need to. It doesn't matter really how it looks. It might look really attractive against a black plastic tray, but actually we can't recycle that black plastic tray, so actually we're not going to buy that product anymore until you change it. I wonder how much voice do we have as consumers? I actually think we have quite a big voice, that we can stand up for those that are using products that cannot be recycled, as it were. You know, single-use plastics are the biggest plague on this earth at the moment, aren't they? And yet, it's really difficult to stop buying single-use plastics, isn't it? For certain products. Let's take something off this table, shall we? Shampoo. How many use shampoo? All of us. And I include myself in this, so I can't escape this one. But this is a single-use plastic, isn't it? Or is it recycled? You can recycle this one if it's clean. Okay. We can recycle this. But some things, because they're making them in single-use plastic, what a waste of resource. What an absolute waste. And all this plastic packaging. I mean, our bin, I don't know about you, but our bin at home is full of plastic wrappers. Is yours? I noticed that certain shops have started to sell things that aren't in plastic wrappers. But to get it home, they offer you a plastic bag next to it. So work that one out. So I wonder, are we doing all that we can to help with the planet? It might be that we could do other things. But the society that we live in today is very much a throwaway society, isn't it? A throwaway. I mean, if you only go up to the dump, they don't make things like they used to. That sounds awful. I can't believe I'm saying that. They don't make things like they used to. Let me give you an example. Now, there is a certain phone company that is very big. I'm not going to mention their name. But their product will only last about 18 months, and then it will start to fall to bits. It is designed to do that, to encourage you to buy the next one. I think that's absolutely shocking. Absolutely shocking. I'm not telling you which brand it is, because that we're recording. No, you can't. Yes, you can't eat it. You could eat the name, but I'm not saying anymore. Okay. But I wonder, sometimes it's about doing our bit. When was the last time you picked up a bit of litter on the floor? Or did we walk past it? Should we be part of Keep Exmouth Tidy Group and be helping and doing our bit in helping support them, or getting involved in a beach clean, or whatever it might be? Or is it more basic than that? And is it about thinking about the chemicals that we use every day, but we end up washing down the loo or down the sink? Or to do, because some of these chemicals are really, really corrosive, aren't they? But I wonder, is there an ethical way? I've not really explored that, but is there an ethical way of using certain chemicals that actually would help our planet? I pose the question, I haven't got an answer. But God has called us to be caretakers of the environment, the earth that he has created. And I think it's important that we play our part in that. We might feel that we're a very, 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 very small cog in a very insignificant place within the global sphere. But if we play our part, we honour God in doing that. And we're saying that actually we recognise that actually we're not taking this for granted, because we know who created it. And we want to honour him by looking after all that he has given to us and taking care of it. Let's look after it. Let's play our part in doing all that we can to honour God through what he has given us. I want to close by reading Psalm 65 to us this morning. Praise awaits you, O God, in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. You who answer prayer, to all people will come. To you all people will come. When we were overwhelmed by sin, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you chose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. You answer us with awesome and righteous deeds. God, our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and to the farthest of seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations. The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. where mornings dawn, where evenings fade, you call forth songs of joy. You care for the land and water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain, for so you have ordained it. You drenched its furrows and level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with your bounty, and your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed with gladness. The meadows are covered with flocks, and the valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and sing. Let us pray. Father, thank you that your hands created all that we see, and today we remember all that you have made. For you said when you stepped back that it was good. What you made was good. So Father, we pray that we might play our part as caretakers or stewards of your creation. Help us to, Lord, recognize the things that we can do that will make a difference, even in a small way. But Lord, we want to rejoice today for your goodness towards us. Thank you for the clothes that we wear. Thank you for the food that we eat. Thank you for all that we experience today because of your love for us. Amen.